From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror suspect charged with acting on behalf of Islamic State. The Uzbek immigrant suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York City bike path, killing eight and wounding at least 12 others, was charged yesterday in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. Acting U.S. Attorney Jun H. Kim offered up evidence.
A note that was recovered just outside the truck that read, in part, "No God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet, and Islamic supplication, it will endure." A phrase commonly used to refer to ISIS.
The suspect, Saifulu Saipov, remains hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a police officer. He's confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year and said he was inspired by IS videos. In Washington, President Trump tweeted late Wednesday that Saipov should get the death penalty. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he's asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country.
Sounds nice. It's not nice. It's not good. It's not good. It hasn't been good. We've been against it.
The program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. Liberia's Supreme Court has halted preparations for next week's presidential runoff between former football star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai as it considers a challenge to the first round. Third-place Liberty Party candidate Charles Brumskin has complained of foul play. Court spokesman Daryl Nema said that this is not a final stay order.
This is only until the full bench can hear and dispose of the matter from which a final decision will be made by the bench.
This is VOA News. A group of leaders from Spain's Catalonia region appeared in two Madrid courts on Thursday to answer charges of rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement connected to their push for Catalonia's independence. Not among them was ousted leader Carles Puigdemont, who has spent this week in Brussels and did not abide by the court's order to appear. Former Catalonia President Artur Mas defended Puigdemont.
And it is quite logical that his lawyers give him advice in the sense that he has the right to defend himself, and probably staying in Brussels is the best way the lawyers understand that can help the strategy for his personal defense.
A spokesman for Spain's ruling popular party told Associated Press that Puigdemont's failure to appear in Madrid on Thursday for the hearing could trigger the issuance of an arrest warrant and a petition to extradite him. As expected, the U.S. voted Wednesday against ending its nearly 60-year-old economic embargo on Cuba at the U.N. General Assembly. Nikki Haley is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
Today, the crime is the Cuban government's continued repression of its people and failure to meet even the minimum requirements of a free and just society.
More than 190 countries voted for lifting the embargo. Only Israel joined the U.S. Washington's no vote contrasts with its abstention a year ago under the previous Obama administration as it undertook a process of normalizing ties with Havana. Baruch College Cuba analyst Ted Henkin said the embargo has been counterproductive.
Our embargo has had little impact, plus it has much more isolated us in the hemisphere and in the world than isolated Cuba.
Cuba's foreign minister said President Donald Trump is one more president implementing a policy that means a return to the past. A Saudi coalition airstrike on Wednesday struck a crowded marketplace in northern Yemen, killing nearly 30 people. Sada is a border region controlled by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. The coalition, which has been repeatedly accused of targeting civilian areas, says it is investigating. Saudi Arabia backs the internationally recognized government of President Abd Rabo Mansour Hadi. Iraq said negotiations with Kurds to vacate border areas of their semi-autonomous region have failed. A week ago, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi halted operations that started with the seizure of oil-rich land around the city of Kirkuk held by Kurdish forces. Iraq is threatening to resume those operations. The offensive followed September's Kurdish independence referendum opposed by Baghdad. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.